G'day, Reece Stanton here, and welcome to episode 32 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is all about the SFDRS pathway. I always receive a lot of questions about these, about this pathway in particular. There's a lot of bullshit or incorrect information out there. A lot of people just don't know, recruiters don't know. So thought I'd clear a lot of it up. So that's what we're going to do today. Right, so the different stages. Let's look at stage one. So stage one, you would apply. All right, you're going to apply for the Army. You can do it most of the time. Just do that online. You can call them, old school, 13-1901. It's been the same number for years. So you apply online, right? Do all your paperwork, submit all your paperwork online. And then you'll be doing your U session, all right? Or your, what does that stand for? That stands for Your Opportunities Unlimited. All right, so I've also got a gong for that. But you'll do a U session. A lot of it's online, so you do aptitude tests online, all right? You want to make sure you practice this, all right? Make sure you practice the aptitude test. And what I found out the other day, one of the guys that I spoke to is in my program now, he actually got not really ambushed, but he did one online when he originally applied, then he turned up the assessment day, and they hit him with another one. And, there was a bit of a discrepancy there, so he sort of got to work through that. So my point is that you got to practice it. Make sure you practice. Go all through the practice ones. A lot of ones you can do online, and then do that for the U session. But also keep it up, okay? Because you might get hit with it on the assessment day. But you also go through with the U session. You go through your medical, okay? So you've submitted all your paperwork for your medical, and you'll go through that, and you'll talk with a careers advisor, okay? And you might have to get more medical documents sorted as well, depending on what you originally put down. And you might even be denied initially due to medical. So, a lot of guys are being denied for any kind of surgery, especially joints, so shoulders, necks, ankles, knees, that kind of stuff. So be prepared to appeal it. And just remember, right, it's on the end of the road. If you are denied initially, right, they do that. They're just following rules, and they've sort of, with certain injuries and surgeries, they'll deny you straight away, okay? And you've got to appeal it. And often that will be successful, okay? So be prepared for that. And don't sort of drop your bundle just because you've been initially denied. All right, so that's basically sort of the stage one in applying. And that's sort of follow the bouncing ball, no problem there. That's a piece of piss really, okay? So once you've done your session, then you'll move on to your assessment day. So obviously, just by going back, when you originally apply, you're going to apply for the commando role, and you'll get your preferences. Obviously, put commando as your number one preference, and you have to pass high enough on the aptitude test. That's why you really have to practice those as well, because you want to unlock that role. If you don't unlock it, obviously high enough for DRS, they won't accept you, and you have to come back 6 months later, right? So practice it, and you should be fine. Then you do your assessment day. When you rock at the assessment day, okay, it should be in person. Okay, you have an interview or your ADF interview with military personnel. I'll go through a bunch of things. Then you'll have your psych questionnaire, and then you'll have an interview with the psych, all right? So you want to take this like a job interview, because guess what? It fucking is. It is an actual job interview, so you got to dress accordingly. Take some food, take some water, all that kind of good stuff. And the psych, right, the psych is a big one, all right? Be prepared to be grilled by the psych, right, the psychologist. You might not be grilled, all right, but you want to go in there over-prepared rather than under-prepared, because the psych catches you out or has some things that they want to press you on, they will press you, so you've got to have your answers ready, okay? So the psych and the military, anyone who's applying for DRS, particularly the psych, they want to know you're ready, okay? They want to know that you've done the work, that you're actually prepared, that's a job role that you know a little bit about because you've done some research, and then you're a good candidate for it, all right? So you want to know a lot of things. Firstly, you want to know the Army values, because I'll probably question you on that. Then you want to know everything about the DRS pathway, okay, and the commando role. So and they're going to ask you all of this, right? So be ready. It's not hard. Be ready, and you'll be right up there in regards to the candidacy for those going for DRS. But you want to know things like, how long is Kapuka? Where is it, right? How long is infantry IETs? Where's that? What happens after your IETs, right? Your pre-selection course. How long is that? Where is it? What are the physical requirements for the PFA when you first join, the pre-fitness assessment, and the SFAT? I'm going to go through this, but you've got pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, 3.2K run, 9-minute pack march. What are the weights you'll be required to carry, right? I.e. 8 or 9 kilos in your webbing, and you're rifling for the 3.2 and 28 kilos in your pack. You want to know all of this. After that, after your pre-selection course, then you got selection, right? How long is that? It's 19 days. What are the commander attributes that you're going to be assessed on during selection? Then what happens if you pass selection, right? So you'll move to Rio, the reinforcement cycle. How long is that? It's about 12 months. What courses will you complete through Rio? Okay, things like roping, para, dems, ACQB, urban, commander team tactics, amphib, that kind of stuff. And this is on the Army website, right? So you want to go through it. Psych wants to know, right, that you know what you're getting yourself in for, right? So be ready for it. Stay calm. Answer concisely and calmly. And don't ramble, right? If you do the work, you're going to be confident, okay? And if you practice it, get some people to throw some questions at you, get your parents or mates, whoever, throw some questions at you and answer them and have all those ready, okay? They want to know that you're ready. They want to know that you've played team sports. They want to know that you've done some things hard, mentally, physically, emotionally. How have you overcome those? Why you think that you, as a civilian, in 12 months, are going to be able to do a selection course, all right? If you don't get selected for DRS, right, don't be too disappointed. I know you're going to be disappointed, but really recruiting are really guessing here, okay? All right? I know a lot of good dudes that should have been selected for DRS and that weren't. And I know some dudes that definitely shouldn't have been selected for DRS and they were, okay? So if you don't get selected for DRS, it's not the end of the road, all right? Take the hit and move on and go a different route, okay? Because you can still make it. It's just that you're going to be on a different route if you don't. Obviously, you're not going to be fast-tracked, but you can still get there. And actually, talking to a guy today on the phone, actually, if you, timeline-wise, if you wanted to go DRS, and if you're going to talk about this in a moment, but it's going to be 18 months, especially if you go in May, say the May intake, it's going to be 18 months before you do selection. You could get that done as a reservist. So you could join reserves and still end up on the same selection course as if you went DRS. So again, plenty of pathways. If you don't get selected for DRS, who gives a fuck? Move on. Okay, after your assessment day, right, you'll do your PFA, your pre-fitness assessment. This is specifically for the commando role, SFDRS, okay? So you've got to do the pass marks, 6 pull-ups, 40 push-ups, 60 sit-ups, 10.1 on your beep test. You really want to bring your best, okay? Because after that, you're going to be doing the paperwork. But this is the bare fucking minimum standard, all right? You don't want to look at this and go, oh, you know, I can cover those, so I'm going to be good to go. No fucking way. I mean, 6 pull-ups, 40 push-ups, 60 sit-ups, 10.1 on the beep test. Like that's a piece of piss, all right? Those standards should be a lot higher. I mean, the Army standards to join the Army or to join the military are pathetic, all right? And they've gotten a hell of a lot worse than even when I was in. When I was in, they were pathetic. Now they're just atrocious, all right? So that PFA is a piece of piss. You want to be doing a hell of a lot better than that. I would say probably double the pull-ups at least. Push-ups, they're not cadence push-ups. These are normal push-ups. So you want to be over 60 or 70. Sit-ups, 100 if you can't do 100. I mean, unless you've just had stomach surgery the day before, you'll be able to do 100. Beep test, I mean, come on, at least get over 11. All right, so bring your best, because after that, you're going to be doing the paperboard. Okay, so the paperboard is when they look at it. So the staff, the recruiting staff, the DRS staff are going to be looking at the paperboard, and they're going to rank you, all right? So they're going to look at your aptitude test. They're going to look at the psych report. They're going to look at what the ADF interviewer says about you. They're going to take into account your PFA results. Okay, so each year there's the two cohorts in May and October, and there's about 70-odd applicants that get a shot, and they'll rank you, okay, from one to however many, and whatever they're trying to fill up, whether it's 70, whether it's 60, whether it's 50, you get ranked, and then you're away, okay? The other thing to consider, too, is if you don't get picked up for one of the cohorts, and maybe you say they've taken 30 for the May intake, and you've been ranked at 35, for example. That doesn't necessarily mean you're out, because you get a lot of people that pull out. A lot of people that get cold feet. A lot of people that say, you know, in the leading up to it, they go, oh, fuck this, I don't want to do this. So then you'll get a call and you'll be in, okay? So be ready for that to happen. And there's obviously injuries in life, things that happen so people can't go. So be prepared. If you're around that mark, be prepared to get the call. Okay, what about from there? What are we going to do from there? After you get through the paperboard and you're accepted for SFDRS, you're going to start Kapuka, all right? So you get a date, and it's going to be either in around May and October. They're the two cohorts specifically for DRS, all right? Obviously, Kapuka runs all year, but for DRS, May and October, you're going to do 80 days at Kapuka. And a couple of tips for Kapuka, you know, make it, I guess, Kapuka's a piece of piss, honestly, and I enjoyed it. But, you know, before going into it, maybe learn the rank structure. That's always a good one. Phonetic alphabet, have some first aid skills. You could learn formations like some infantry mine tactics. You'll see all that online. Make sure they're Australian military, not a foreign military. But understand a few of those things, all right? Just can make it a little bit easier. And then you can really concentrate on the things that you want to and you really want to know and you want to learn. So weapons, navigation as the like, okay? So really sort of set yourself up well there. You'll lose fitness at Kapuka. A lot of people probably know this. Don't get too stressed about it, all right? Think about it as some recovery. So make sure you're fucking fit going into Kapuka and think of it as a recovery, some recovery time because you've worked so hard. All right, and you'll be able to pick that up later at IETs. Right, but after Kapuka, you do 80 days and you're killing it after that, all right, your big boonie hat there, and then you're going to infantry training, so your initial employment training, that's going to be at Singleton. That's 74 days, not including weekends, all right? So it really is between 15 and 17 weeks. Why I say between 15 and 17, talking to a guy recently, his is 17 weeks, but talking to another guy the other day, they chopped it down so they could get him home for Christmas, all right? So it's anywhere from 15 to 17 weeks. And it's really interesting because it's restricted PT, all right? One of the guys I know was told they couldn't even do any running, all right, because they're so worried about people getting injured. And for DRS guys, I mean, that is unbelievable. But you got to listen to what, you know, what the orders are and what you're told what to do and make sure you stick within the rules. Otherwise, you're just going to make it hard for yourself. But be prepared for that as well, that it's restricted PT. But you got your 74 days or, you know, you're sort of 4 months there. What happens next? All right. So from there, you're going to be handed over to the ADF SSO, which is the Australian Defensive School Special Operations. Here, you're going to get ready for selection. You're going to be basically at Holsworthy. All right, and you're waiting to do the pre-selection course, which is going to be 8 weeks long, okay? And you'll do the Special Forces entry test during that 8 weeks. So the pre-selection course starts around, you know, it's end of July, start of August each year, and then you'll do selection in October, all right? But so after Singleton, after IETs, boom, you're at the School of Special Operations waiting to do the pre-selection course. And how long you wait is depending on your cohort, right, whether you start in May or October. But from within that, all right, you're going to be doing your – oh, sorry, when you do your pre-selection course, all right, the pre-selection course is really good, okay? You're gonna be picking up and learning or reiterating your soldier skills. So it's really important for DRS guys. You know, you're going to be doing nav, weapons, infantry minor tactics, RATEL, first aid, all arms corps for fire, that kind of stuff. And you want to pay attention. You want to do really well on that course because that what they're learning and what they're reiterating is what you're going to do, what you're going to be assessed on selection, okay? So anyone can actually put in for this. It was designed for DRS guys, but anyone in the military from any branch, so Navy, Air Force as well, you can put in for doing this. So if you're not a grunt, if you're not from an infantry background or you're not want to brush up on your infantry minor tactics, it's probably good to do, all right? So you can apply for that, you know, leading into selection, which is really good. And you'll do your entry test on here as well, okay? Now, look at your entry test, okay? Your Special Forces entry test. You got to do cadence pull-ups and cadence push-ups, all right? Really, the minimum kind of pull-ups that after is 7, but you want to aim for 10, at least to be competitive. Push-ups, you want to get, the minimum they want is about 40, but at least you want to sort of aim for over 50 again to be competitive. Sit-ups, 100, 3.2K webbing run, that's, you know, you got your cams on, you got your boots and you got your rifle, 8 to 9 kilos depending, and you got to do it under 16 minutes. Really, to be any kind of, to be competitive whatsoever, you want to aim for under 15:30. But I'd say the average is under 15 these days, all right? So you got to think about that. You also do an exam, Okay, it's all core military knowledge and some SF specific questions, all right? So you'll do that in between the 3.2 and the 90-minute pack march. 90-minute pack march, 28 kilos, okay? And you're gonna go for 90 minutes, and depending, okay, some places like Darwin, Townsville, depending on how hot it is, how humid it is, they might just do a 45-minute pack march. Either way, for the 90-minute pack march, they want you to get at least 10 kilometers, but that's a minimum, right? You want to really aim for over 11. Okay, after that, you'll be in the pool, right? You got to do your 2 minutes of tread water, and then you got to do your 400-meter swim. That'll be in Cairns and runners, and you've got to do the 400-meter swim in 16 minutes. So if you add the 2 minutes for the tread water, it's 18 minutes total. What's tricky about this one is they used to do the pool first and then the pack march. Now they do the pack march in the pool, so you get a lot of dudes that cramp up. So you want to practice that in training in that order, okay? Do the 90-minute, smash it out more than likely on the road, okay? And then you got to, and because that's going to smash your calves, and then you got to jump in the pool, do your 2 minutes tread water, 400-minute swim. So practice that in training, practice it in that order. Make sure you're going to get used to that so you don't cramp up on the day. What happens after SFIT, right? Get past SFIT, you will get paneled for selection. All right, so that's 19 days at the minute, okay? For commando selection, 19 days. Get through selection, then you're on Rio. That goes for 12 months, and then you get badged, all right? Then you're cool. Head down the Northeast in Corona, tell everyone how awesome you are, all right? Actually, don't fucking do that at all. You'll get binned from the unit straight away. Career will be over pretty quick. All right, so let's look at the timelines, though, all right? So you know in order what's happening, but timelines... Okay, there's May and October cohort or intakes for SFDRS. Whether you go in May or October, it doesn't matter. Both will do selection the following year. May cohort will not do selection that same year, right? So if you're going in May this year, May 2022, you're not doing selection in October 2022. You're doing it the following year. So it's about 18 months. All the guys for DRS that will go in the October cohort, you'll be doing selection 2023 as well. So you're doing the same selection either cohort, right? There's a lot of misconceptions around that, right? But that is what you do. But if you add up the courses, right? Add up the courses in total. You've got Kapuka for 3 months. You've got infantry training for 4 months. And you've got your pre-selection for 2 months. So it's around 9 months total. But what do you do for the rest of the time, right? The other 3 months for the October intake or the other 9 months for the May intake? And the answer is not a whole lot, right? It can be a lot of sitting around. So at Singleton, once you finish Kapuka and you go to Singleton, you might be waiting around with other guys to start your IT. So you could go to Kapuka and straight away start your infantry training, but you might actually be waiting at Singleton for a month before you start IT. So there's some time wasted. After IETs, you might go on Christmas leave, so depending which cohort, but often the cohort, I mean, you will go on Christmas leave regardless. If you go in the October intake, you will do Kapuka, you'll be on Christmas leave, and then you'll start Singleton, okay? If you go in the make cohort, you'll go Kapuka, you'll get Singleton done probably, maybe you'll have a few weeks left, but then you'll go on Christmas leave, and then after Christmas, you'll get back, and you'll be at the School of Special Operations, right? And if you get to, often you get the School of Special Operations, you know, at the start of the following year, you're going to have sort of 8-9 months before you start your pre-selection course, all right? So that's a long time, and I get this question all the time, what am I going to do? Well, you're going to be in and around the Army, right? But you might get on some courses, that's, you know, highly doubtful. You might be, or you will be helping out two commando, playing enemy, doing enemy party and the like, all right? You'll do a lot of PT, but it's not really going to get action-packed. It's not going to be action-packed, all right? So be prepared for that. However, you are going to be in and around two commando. That's probably the best thing, all right? You're going to be able to talk to some operators there. You're going to get some insight into the unit, all right, and how they train, and what they do day to day, all right? So soak up as much as you can, get as much insight into selection and Rio and the unit, right? Learn from as many guys as you possibly can. So that's the best thing about DRS, and particularly if you go in the May cohort, you're going to be in and around two commando for longer. All right, so you're going to get some more insight there. So take in as much as you possibly can. And then in August, right, you'll start the 8-week pre-selection course, and you'll complete the SF entry test within that course, and then you'll start selection in October. Right, so you go pretty much straight from the pre-selection course. You might get a couple of weeks off, and you'll start selection. Okay, selection goes for the 19 days. Complete selection, and then you go straight into Rio. You'll have a couple of weeks sort of off and recovery. Then you'll go into Rio, and then, assuming that that goes well, you'll get badged towards the end of the following year. Then you'll forever be cool as fuck. All right. So, in summary, specifically for the DRS process, all right, you want to apply online. You have your U session, do your aptitude test, medical, talk to the careers advisor, all that kind of good stuff. Then you'll rock up to your assessment day. Have a job interview, or it is a job interview, go through your medical with the doctor and the nurse. You'll have your ADF interview, your psych questionnaire and interview. Be ready for that. Know everything about the SFDRS pathway, all right? From there, if you're good to go, you'll do your PFA, your pre-fitness assessment. This is before Kapuka and before the paperboard. You want to get at least 6 pull-ups, 40 push-ups, 60 sit-ups and 10.1 on the beat test. But honestly, you should fucking smash that. Then you go for your paperboard, you'll get all ranked from one up to however many they need. Get through that, then you're going to get enlisted and you're going to start Kapuka. That goes for 80 days. Moving on to the infantry training at Singleton, your IETs, 15 to 17 weeks depending. From there, you hand it over to the ADF School Special Operations. And that's really, that's much better, okay? So Kapuka, Singleton, their training establishments. Once you're at the School Special Operations, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more, you're treated like adults, okay? A little bit more maturity expected as well. But you're just out of that training establishment. It's fucking heaps better, all right? A lot more sort of, I guess, leeway and flexibility there. So take it. You'll be in and around 2 Commando. Learn as much as you possibly can. So then you're getting ready for the pre-selection course, okay? Starts around end of July, August each year. Goes for 8 weeks and includes your entry test, okay? Then you'll be on the selection. Goes for 19 days. Starts in October. Straight on to Rio 12 months later. And you'll be getting, assuming you get through all that and you pass, you'll be getting your beret, your green beret, and you will be good to go. All right, so that's it for this episode of the podcast. Hope that cleared a lot of things up, a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of bullshit information out there that I'm always correcting when I'm talking to guys on the phone. If you have any questions about that, make sure you hit me up. Okay, if you're watching it on YouTube, post a comment or send me an email, reese@operatoredge.com. If you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out the website, operatoredge.com, and there's a bunch of sort of information there in regards to what I do to help you get prepared. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next one. Thanks.